I have about 10 bluebirds behind my house right now that feed every day out there, so you're going to take them down right away. They should put up bird boxes right away around the place, bluebird boxes. And the flooding pretty well, you know, does itself, but if you're going to root it down real quick, you're going to have a hell of a flooding problem on the part you got, in the part that's flooding on the road there right now. As far as taking the water around to Carter Creek, that water goes to Carter Creek anyway, so it's not going to make a damn bit of difference on that. But that's my main concern. I don't know what they're talking about, multi-family buildings. What they're talking about, big apartments, you know, three-story tall, or what are we talking about?
So if they do anything, they have to at least come and check my house, because they're going to flood my house when they first do it. You might be able to do it later, but please come and check my house before you do anything, because I'm right at the foot of that. I catch the brunt of all that water. And believe me, I'm 91 years old, and I'd like to live the rest of my life in my house.
My concern is with the commercial and the business, the C1, the C2, and the multifamily. I don't think any of us would really have any problem with if it's just a residential subdivision with homes. Another concern is the amount of trees they're going to take down. It is a beautiful wooded forest area, and in that part of Bryan, you're going to be right across from a very nice, probably one of the nicest places in Bryan, which is Miramont. You've got beautiful homes there and a golf course, and then you're going to put a bunch of retail strip centers right across from that. I just don't see how that's improving the quality of life in Bryan. Again, the flooding everybody's concerned about. I think everyone has concerns with how the development is going to push the flooding more to the Wheeler Ridge subdivision and make their subdivision may not have flooding, but what about our homes that we don't want to move and uproot? My house is paid for. I don't want to have to start over in another place. And he also mentioned that there's not going to be any exit for them to take on Briarcrest, so they're going to have to go down Green Valley to get onto Briarcrest. There's no traffic light there, and that's just a small road. So there would have to be much more traffic impact looked at for Green Valley in between Willow Oak and Briarcrest.
I custom built my home for the reason of the backyard. It is on the hummingbird migration annually. The deer, the wildlife, I don't want to look at a field. I don't want somebody looking into my backyard from a multifamily structure.
I guess we're the longest people in the area now, 38 years since 1978. So that whole area right there is floods. There's no doubt about it. Where he showed the picture of the creek had a little jag in it, well, we're four houses upstream from the 91-year-old lady. When it rains 3 inches, it's a swamp back here. You were right. It's lots of water come through that creek and stuff. That's going to affect us. The multifamily people is going to affect a lot of people in that neighborhood. We're talking about maybe 35, 40 houses that's going to be affected by this.
I think that studies should be done before it's rezoned and developed and prepared for development. The retail development that was up on Boonsville Road and the retail development that caused the Target Center, et cetera, was the beginning of our flooding problems when they built up the land and removed our floodplains. More development at this time without addressing the flooding issues first will increase the problems and damage people's properties.
Traffic on Green Valley is already poor. We don't have sidewalks. I know he put up a slide about talking of the internal traffic calming and, you know, putting out the dump out onto Green Valley. But, I mean, already I can't let my kids, you know, ride their bike down the road because it's kind of crazy.
I almost was late today because it took me 6.5 minutes to back out of my driveway. That's how many cars were going by before I could get out of my driveway. 6.5 minutes. What is it going to do when there's apartments back there? Briarcrest, you go through Green Valley, it leads right to university, straight to campus where these people that live in apartments are going. So everyone's going to use our road to get through there. I bought the house for the woods. Yes, I'm sure development's going to happen, things like that happen. But apartments, high rises, that's not something we were expecting. And when we bought the house, and several people that other bought the house, bought these houses, were probably told nothing, something like this was not going to happen or going to happen anytime soon. I know that's what I was told. So that's our, right, that's our concern. That's my concern. I'm not happy about, you know, seeing the deer and the birds and everything in the backyard. That's awesome right here in Bryan. You know, Willow Ridge is very mature, beautiful trees. Why are we going to take that away? You know, there's not many areas around here that have the woods behind their house, that have the huge trees, the mature neighborhood, the people that's lived there for many years. There's not many neighborhoods like that. And we're going to take it away and put a high-rise apartment.
But why do we need more apartments? They're going to be empty. If you're going to put homes there, put families in our community. We are a family community. Let's create that family atmosphere in the city of Bryan, Texas. Not apartments.
So if y'all change the zoning, what is to say that anything they've told us tonight is going to continue? All you're doing is changing the zoning. None of these promises they've made will stand. Once the zoning is changed, they can do with whatever they want to with it.
P&Z Chairman Bobby Gutierrez had comments leading up to the advisory body's decision.